Good morning, guys. I'm Nick Baker. I'm your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now this morning. But it is amazing that we are on part 3 of focusing on your ability, not your disability. We are able to do things that we are called to do. Not that we don't hear our calling, but you have to see what our calling is, if it's from God or from the devil himself. There are scriptures in the book of John, chapter 9, who I like the most, and I like reading it. John chapter 9 changed my life from the inside out growing up. Before I start, if you could follow along with me to the book of John, chapter 9. Actually, I'd like to look at Luke chapter 2, well, chapter 13, verse 2. This morning. Here we go. 13:2 of Luke. It says, "And Jesus answered and said to them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans? Because they suffered each was such thing." Jesus is talking about sin. You see that in John chapter 9 as well, when the disciples asked him, "Who sinned, this man or his parents?" Let's go to John chapter 9. I'm going to read a couple verses. I'd like to look at verse 1 and 5 of the book of John. And it says right here, "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." This scripture, ladies and gentlemen, that changed my life from the inside out. When I was 5 years old, when I found out about my cerebral palsy, I had wavy moments. I asked myself, why me? Why am I born this way? Why do I have cerebral palsy? At the age of 8 years old, I read the book of John, chapter 9. And that changed my life. And I gave my life to the Lord. I went to your friend's house. And I got baptized in a friend's pool. It's amazing how Jesus uses people with disabilities to share his gospel, to share his word, to change the lives of other people who have the same challenges as they. There are more challenges that are crippling, more crippling than I. And that is called fear. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That's what fear stands for. We need faith. F-A-I-T-H, full assurance in the heart. When we have full assurance in the heart, we'll see a difference in our lives. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what the challenges are. I don't know what's going on in your home. But all I know that Jesus loves you. That Jesus loves you from the inside out. Jesus doesn't care who you are. If you look for a relationship, and you're afraid what the woman's gonna think of you when she meets you, if she's not gonna care about your disability, she's gonna care about the man who she fell in love with. Ladies, don't look for a boyfriend. Look for a husband. Gentlemen, don't look for a girlfriend. Look for a wife. A wife that would love you for who you are. Because of your disability. Not just because of that. Because of your personality. Your humor. What humor is like. A woman is looking for a man who's capable of loving. Capable of working. Capable of being the father of her children. That's what a woman's looking for. A man who would take care of her and her children. She's not looking for a boyfriend. Sex is not love. Do you know what love is? Love is kind. Love is passionate, patient. Always there for people. That's what love is. Love is not sex. Alcohol. Love is all about finding out who you are in the name of Jesus. I just want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I'm doing this podcast. Speaking of John, now that I'm reading the book of John right now in this podcast, my job coach John, I'm going to ask him a few questions while he's here. On how he became a job coach and why he doesn't focus on people with disabilities. Now that this sermon series is a 10-part series. It's called Focus on Your Ability, Not Your Disability. That's what the name of this series is. Well, good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The question is, how long have you become a job coach?
How I became a job coach?
Yes.
Okay, sure. So, I was originally working as a health educator with youth throughout the areas of Orange and Sullivan County for about a year and a half. This is after coming out of college with an education in psychology. I originally wanted to pursue assisting people with disabilities just to kind of give me more experience in the field and to kind of broaden my horizons, as well as give me an opportunity to learn about a group of people that I didn't know much about. So I've been a job coach for about 3 months.
Wow. 3 months, ladies and gentlemen. 3 months. And I love this guy. I love this young man. He's amazing. And the reason why I want to do this podcast this morning is because Like what I read from the book John chapter 9 that changed my life. And how God had plans for the blind man. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If he has a plan for you. Like what I said in my last sermon was that when you talk to 13-year-olds and you ask them why they're stressed, they say, oh, my friends and everything changed around me. They invite me to the party. They uninvite me to the party. My parents stress me out. You go to these 18-year-olds, you ask them why they're stressed, and they say, I can't wait to go to college. They say, high school's more fun than this. I need a job. Everything will be okay. No, everything won't be okay. You go into the job. This is from Nick Voyage. You go into that job. You look at God, look at the boss, look at God again. You go, really? Him? You give me this guy? I hate this guy. And you're talking about getting married. You say, I don't like my boss. I don't like my job. I want to get married. Everything will be okay. No. If you're not happy single, you're not going to be happy married. I'm telling you, this is my testimony right here. What I've been through. All the stress I've been through. Until I read this Bible, read this scripture. And I challenge your prayer this morning. And I want to close with this morning. Maybe John might have a question for me. And I'm going to close with John's question.
Sure. How long have you been doing this podcast for?
I've been doing this for 3 years.
3 years? Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. And what made you want to reach out through a podcast to people?
Well, the reason why... what made me want to do it is because there are things out there for people with disabilities to give them more opportunity to do things that they dreamed of. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close with a prayer. Yes, I'm short on time, and it's a short message because I want to give John my full attention this morning. Father, I thank you this morning for those who are listening. I thank you for Nick Voyage and how a man without limbs and found Life Without Limbs Ministries and gave me the opportunity to find the things I'm looking for, to find a job and to minister to those people who I'm working with to share your word, Jesus. And that's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm asking. And it's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. God bless.